After constantly being bombarded with emails, phone calls, and text messages on a daily basis asking, what would you do? Sometimes it's an, oh crap, I made a mistake, help me. And sometimes it's just a question about the latest technology and do we feel it's worth the investment? We want to help answer all of these questions. So, welcome to What Would Larry Do? Featuring Dr. Ann. We'll be interviewing experts in the industry to help answer the questions that you desire to know the answers to. And now, it's time for What Would Larry Do? Featuring Dr. Ann.
Hello, and welcome to What Would Larry Do? I am Dr. Ann, and I'm here with Larry Helwig this morning.
Good morning.
Bright and early.
It's a Friday.
It is. It's August, yeah. And it's hot and sweaty.
But we have the weekend off.
I know. I know. I actually really have the weekend off, which wasn't nice. Supposed to happen, and it canceled, and I am super grateful.
Vacation.
You just got back from vacation.
Hey, I'm ready. I need 3 in a summer, that would be about right.
Oh, my goodness.
I need it.
Goodness. All right.
Hey, before we start, I wanted to bring up, you just returned from Toledo, Ohio.
Oh, yes, I did.
We saw a good friend of ours, mm-hmm. a plastic surgeon named Frank Barone, mm-hmm. who we've gotten to know really well over the years. And he and his staff have been to our place. We've been to his place a number of times. And you just, spent 2-3 days?
2 days with them, yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about it. What'd you do?
Well, we were doing advanced training for a couple of the different technologies that they have, working with like Agnes and RF microneedling, PRF injections, exosomes, and thread lifts. So we were doing like a whole combination.
A lot.
Yeah.
Good. Good.
Which is a lot of fun.
Well, we've always enjoyed that office and what they bring and their, yeah. you know, their enthusiasm to education and knowledge and doing it the right way. And so anyway, I'm glad that's great.
Yeah. Well, they have a nice practice because they have both the options of doing surgical as well as non-surgical. And so since Dr. Barone has been doing surgery for a long time, they've slowly but surely been growing their non-surgical side and adding thing after thing after thing. And so this is where they were kind of taking the next step to add a few different things in. I think in our eyebrow podcast, we kind of talked about the importance of brows and lifting them. And so for them to learn a few non-surgical ways to be able to do that when patients don't really want surgery, as well as adding PDO threads and the thread lift, where his nurses can be doing these thread lifts while he is in the OR doing surgery, and then you're just maximizing the financial potential of the business, because instead of a surgery practice having to turn away non-surgical patients, you know, once they do the consultation, then all they say is, okay, do you need surgery? Do you not? And then the consultant can choose to send the patient down the right path, but all the revenue stays within the business.
Right.
So.
And bet more options for the patient. So it's all good.
Yep.
Good. All right, so.
Speaking of options for the patients, that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today.
It was a segue. I was working it in.
It's, you know, maximizing strategies to achieve the most optimal outcome for your patient by designing a plan that is going to be comprehensive for them. Right. And, you know, that's something that I really feel like Larry specializes in, because everybody always thinks that they're there to sell a treatment to the patient.
Right.
But that's not what you're doing, is it?
You're really looking at the big picture and mm-hmm. looking at an outcome.
Yes.
Like what is it that the patient really wants? And, you know, in all the years, this has changed. You know, if you're not continually changing within your practice, or you're going to an office and it's exact same as it was 5 years ago, I can tell you, you're behind. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just behind because the technology has changed.
I know. You know what's funny is sometimes I feel like I'm behind. You know, it's like we're so busy doing stuff. And I'm like, have I done anything to educate myself on something new this year? Which I know is silly, but I even feel like that sometimes.
There is so much stuff happening mm-hmm. so fast. And I'd say most of it is really good stuff.
Yes.
You know, it's like what's happening now and what's coming out now is just so advanced over what we've had previously.
Yeah.
And staying on top of all of it. And, you know, some of it is expensive. It's how to be able to afford to stay on top of all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think when it comes to the patient, you know, you have to take the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
And the patients are coming for a reason. You know, they really want to achieve something. I mean, just think about it. Patients at home, something happens, or, you know, over a period of time, it usually isn't like one thing happening right now, but something over time, and it's in, you know, psychologically, it starts to get to you, and and you make this decision. So, you know, I'm going to do something. I need to do something about this. And so that's such a paramount thing. I mean, choices. We all have choices. And just remembering that everything we do affects everything we do. Every effect has another effect on how we turn out. And so they make this decision. And to make this decision that they are going to look into it or they're going to do something about whatever it is they dislike is a big deal. I mean, they have to somewhat get cleaned up, maybe drive across town, knowing that they're going to be spending money, you know, and that's another thing. It's like if you go, if you're going to Nordstrom's and you're buying a new blouse or something, well, you know you're spending money and you probably have an idea of how much and, you know, what you're looking for and color and all that. This is so different than that because there are so many things that come to play. And I can say this over and over again, but even if someone has been to your website, they really don't know everything you do. There's just so much today, you know. So psychologically, they're coming in and it's like they have this idea of what they want, what they'd like to see, what they'd like to achieve. In other words, the outcome. And the question is how to get there. And many times, you know, during the consultation, that is what they came for, but it becomes second or third or fourth on the list when they find out that these other things done first would help that immensely.
Yeah.
So getting things in the right sequence, doing things that maybe they don't even know you can do, and you know, looking at the big picture and not trying to do it all in, you know, overnight. Just spread it out.
Well, and like you said initially, it's an outcome that they are looking for. Because I agree with you, patients will have something that's bothering them. And what ends up happening is either a life event like a divorce happens, somebody makes a comment to them that really, you know, kind of sparks them to be sensitive to whatever it was that was already bothering them. And they finally make the decision that this is the year that I'm going to change things. They've hit a 50th birthday, whatever it is. There's always that signifying event that then stimulates them to come in and they're like, I'm ready to do something about this now. Then when they come in, it's like you said, it's an outcome that they're looking for. They know what the problem is. They don't always know what they need to fix it. Sometimes they think they know what they need to fix it, but what they show up asking for may not be what they're getting. And, you know, we see that a lot in consultations where sometimes I'll see with Larry where he'll get patients coming in requesting, like for a lot of times I'll do a lot of Sculptra and thread lifts and things and they show up for that. But it's a patient who's late 50s who's never done anything. And so then he has to really educate them, like, we have to repair your skin first, you know. It's one of those favorite analogies that you give. If a patient shows up at 65, 70 years old for a facelift, never having done anything, and they do the facelift without any kind of chemical peel or laser peel, they're taking dead, old, beat up, tired skin and pulling it tight, and it looks tighter, but it still looks like dead, beat up, old, tired skin. You have to rejuvenate that skin. And so sometimes Larry's starting the patients with, well, you need Agnes, you need Scarlet, you need full field resurfacing. Maybe you need a series of photofacials. Because even though you see these fine lines, you have so much sun damage that not a single one of us can see past the sun damage. Like, that's what we see, you know?
Well, and I think most patients come in wanting to look younger. You know, I need a rejuvenation approach. I just, things all of a sudden, it's accumulating. Things aren't looking as good. You know, and sometimes they'll just say, well, what do you suggest? What would be the best plan? Many times they come in because they've done their own research.
They've
Googled different things and they kind of come in with different ideas as to what to do. And, you know, sometimes it may be right on, but many times it's an approach where It's very single-minded. Mm-hmm. And the approach nowadays to most things is if we can do two or three different things that all affect your skin positively, your outcome is just going to be so much more. And so it's important, I think, that we take the approach as more of a global approach. So we've said over and over again that let's say you come in with fine lines and we treat the fine lines, but there was pigment there. You know, you left pigment behind. So we always talk about whatever you leave behind looks worse. And so I think it's important that we take that approach that let's not leave anything behind. You want a new, fresh, rejuvenated look. Let's look at that globally. What all can we do to help you achieve that?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it might be one thing, but normally it's not. It's typically three, four, five different technologies being used. And then, you know, at the end of the day, there's always the threads and there's always filler. And all kinds of injectables. They're the things that you can do to really make that finished product look finished.
The finesse.
Yeah, it is. It's just, it's beautiful when it's done the right way. And many times patients will come in and they've had some injections and they've had some filler. And I'm looking and I'm thinking, you know, great that you had it. I would have chosen to do it, you know, a little bit later, get some other things going first. Maybe you would have needed less, you know, and get your body going, right? Now take muscle for an example. If you haven't worked out and you haven't done anything for your muscles in, you know, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years or whatever, you know, you can't just go and do one thing and jump right into one thing and think, okay, this is it. You know, this is going to make all the difference for me. You know, you might do a number of things to build your quads. You might do a number of things to do, you know, different body areas. So same is true with this. You know, you have to look at what options you have. And that's what this is. It's about choices and options. And most patients don't realize how many options a lot of the med spas have. I mean, we have seven different devices that do skin tightening. I mean, that's, you know, that's amazing. What are we going to use? Why are we going to use it? Certain things will do, you know, more in with a lifting capacity. Others are much more just tightening that specific area. Some are large areas, some are small areas. So it's a type of thing where if you have the technology and we go back, if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the problem is if the facility only has one or two technologies, they need to use that on everything. So I think you know, for the patient, if they get the understanding and the picture, if their vision becomes your vision, that we can get you to this endpoint, doing all these different things, and just take our time with it. Don't try to do it in 30 days. Let's, you know, it took 60 years to get here. Let's spend a year. You know, take that approach. People are really happy, and the outcome is fabulous.
Yeah.
So.
No, and you know, for these patients too, there's a number of things that go into designing this plan. So in a perfect world, what we always tell our patients is we want to build the foundation of the house, then we'll build the house on top, then we'll put the windows in, and then we'll decorate the interior on the inside and the outside and so on and so forth. It's the same thing. But as a provider, it is your job to ask a bunch of different questions for these patients. In a perfect world, you know, I'm going to get a start from the beginning. I'm going to get to do some photofacials, some resurfacing, some RF microneedling, really make the skin look beautiful. Then I'm going to add fillers and neuromodulators to replace the right amount of volume and stop the muscle movement. And then I'll top off whatever is needed at the end, like PDO threads or other things, along with skincare that's going in there. And right. I feel like that's one of the biggest things that's missed. And I had, you know, conversations with Dr. Barone's office when they were there. One of the things that they excel at is getting patients on skincare.
Yeah.
And it's the little things where they're ready to come in and invest $5,000 to $10,000 to $15,000, and I'm going to try to sell them $100, you know, moisturizer, and then they're kind of like, that's expensive, you know. I have this neck moisturizer that I love for patients. It's $110. And sometimes, that you know, here it is. They literally just spent $3,000 and they're like, well, I don't know about that. Like, okay, you're spending all of this money to repair it, but yet you still don't actually truly want to invest in taking care of it. And so, you know, it's really setting the expectations with the patients too, that they have to be involved in their care, right?
Well, it's exactly that. And in some cases, we take the decision-making away. Mm-hmm. Like we add XOE and XOE.
Which are exosomes, yeah.
Exosomes. So, you know, it's just built in. So you automatically get it. You have a 5-day treatment plan that is a pre-treatment, which really hydrates your skin. Mm-hmm. It preps your skin for what we're going to do so that you get a better outcome. So, I mean, that makes sense. Then we do whatever we're doing treatment-wise, and then we immediately put XOE on. And by doing that, you've taken a treatment that's designed to increase your collagen and elastin, and you've now done a second treatment where you gain about 25 to 30% more collagen and 30 to 35% more elastin and 10% more hyaluronic acid by simply applying this product after the treatment. Mm-hmm. So it's like you've gotten rid of inflammation, you've made it so you're going to heal faster, and we've just dramatically increased how much collagen and elastin you're going to get. Why wouldn't we do that? But you see, if we ask you about it, you know, then it's just one more thing to think about and everything else. So sometimes just putting it in the package because we know it is going to enhance your outcome. And that's really what this is about, having that outcome at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And that's what everybody's after. And so if you were to do that, follow with 5 days of post-treatment protocol where you're applying the similar product morning and night for 5 days, that overall combination of 21 applications, and we've talked about XOE before, but that is huge. It mm-hmm. is such a big part of getting you a better outcome so that in essence, every time you do one treatment, it's like you're getting two treatments. So again, whatever you can do and add skin care and add proper prepping and all that to it makes a huge difference. And I think sometimes we shortchange the patients with that.
Yeah.
And we're not doing as good a job. And we actually have Carrie coming on, who we've had before, coming on next. And she'll be talking about LEDs and things like that and how that benefits the skin. Mm-hmm. But her skincare ABI that we have used for years and years and years is such a fantastic power pure scale, you know, treatment. So, you know, again, just finding the things that work for you and your office, but for the patient's outcome, because again, 6 months, 3 months, a year, they're going to be looking. And what if they don't feel like they've gotten what they should have gotten?
Yeah. Well, before we get to that, though, I do want to talk about that because I agree. If they don't feel like that they have received the outcome that they were imagining in their head, we'll come back to that in a moment. However, when you are designing this plan for them, you know, one of the biggest things that you can do is listen to your patients, right? What are they here for? What is bothering them? Once you're designing a plan for them, I also feel that's what is really important to hook new patients is you do have to give them something up front that they're going to see a little bit of results of something, right? Exactly. So whether it's a little bit of neuromodulator, if they have the right Fitzpatrick skin type and they can do a photofacial, if it's starting them on good skincare where they are going to feel and see a difference in their skin quality for how soft it is, how hydrated it is, something along those lines that when you design this plan, you do want to make sure that there is something built in there within the first month or so where they are seeing a change.
On that point, one of the things we like with that is even if you do a low energy Moxie in addition to mm-hmm. photofacial, you know, I mean, wow. I mean, it's just eye-opening for the patient. So you could do a level one, which is very low energy, very little to no downtime, again, with XOE added mm-hmm. to it, exosomes. Or you could do a level two, which is a much more moderate treatment, or a level three, and take that to the insanity level like I like it. It's just
great. It is not insanity level.
It's good. You know, there's no bleeding. There's nothing else. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you get rid of the swelling and everything very quickly with exosomes. But your overall outcome is enhanced so much. And so that's one example where you can take someone and get them so that they're actually able to see something in a very short period of time. So the pigment comes out, they're going to mm-hmm. have less pigment. You're kind of lightly resurfacing the surface. It almost feels like sandpaper for a couple days. Mm-hmm. And then, wow, it's bright, it's soft, it's smooth. Mm-hmm. I love that combination. And those are the kinds of things that I think offices can add.
Yep.
And when you're looking at a patient, if there's any texture whatsoever, and again, you can have all different ways. You could do halo, you could do profractional, you can do microneedling RF, you could do microneedling. There's lots of choices for texture. And if you're always treating for the CT3 that we created in 2006, color, tone, texture, and tightening, I mean, that's something you're always going to evaluate. I mean, where are they? And if you can start to soften everything up and smooth everything up right out of the gate, of course they want to come back. Of mm-hmm. course they want to get more.
Yep.
And the goal should be amazing skin, not just a little improvement. You've got to set those expectations. And if you're afraid to set those expectations, what does it mean? You're underselling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're too scared to say, we got to treat you 6 times or 8 times. You know, you have to, if you set the expectations that they are going to look amazing, their skin is going to be amazing. And I don't know, why would anybody want to set the expectation for less?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we understand patients will have different thoughts as to what that means.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have to be careful.
Yes.
And so we can talk about photography at some point, but it is so critical that everything be done in the right order, the right sequence, and that's a whole plan idea.
Yeah.
They leave with a plan for amazing.
Yep.
You know, that nobody's going to be, oh, God, what a waste of my time coming for this consult.
Well, and a plan for amazing that fits whatever lifestyle or events that they have coming up.
Right.
Because we always say in a perfect world, you know, I use that house analogy, we're going to do all of our energy-based devices first, top off with fillers and neuromodulator, and then put PDO threads in and make sure that skincare's in there from the beginning. Sometimes we get patients in that they're like, look, my son's getting married in 2 months. Well, at that point, you are not getting a full field erbium resurfacing because there's a chance you'll still be bright red or if something goes wrong or, you know, our goal at that point is you might get a photofacial, a moxie, you're getting filler and some threads. Once the wedding is over, we're then going to start for the long haul and we'll talk about what to do to truly get that proper outcome.
Right.
But in the meantime, we're going to set you up for success where we're going to make you look amazing for that wedding so that you're going to trust us. And that you are now sold that we can give you what you're looking for, but we are going to flip things a little bit backwards. And that's one of the things that we are trained to do is we will always ask in our consultation, what events do you have coming up? Is there something you're trying to prepare for? Sometimes they're like, it's my 60th birthday. It's my 20th wedding anniversary. Son or daughter's getting married, and they're giving us a time frame that has to be achieved in. And then we do change what we're doing. It doesn't mean that we don't finish the consultation and say, by the way, here's the plan for the wedding. When you get done, we need to address everything. And it's going to start from here to really get you that long-term outcome of what you're going to do. So make sure that you're asking those questions too, because, you know, if Larry was to not do that and we had a lady come in that had a lot of lines and texture and truly needed a deep resurfacing, and her son's getting married in 2 months, and we choose to do a deep resurfacing, in which case at 6 weeks, she could still be super bright red, which can be hard to hide in makeup and professional photography, she's probably not going to be happy with us, right? At that point, her skin will be flawless in the long-term outcome, and she will look absolutely beautiful, but she'll be pissed at us because she didn't look perfect for the wedding. And so it's really setting that up and then making sure that we're designing the proper plan. I always like everything to go in that proper order, but I am big at making sure that I'm also achieving what they need in the time frame and making sure that they see something so I gain their trust. Because giving them a little bit, even if it's simply neuromodulator in skincare where they start to see a difference with a little Photofacial and Moxie, they start to be like, wow, they get compliments on their skin. Something happens and then they want more. And so then they keep going from there.
And your analogy about the house, you know, the windows, the interior, different things like that. A lot of times, too, we haven't really brought this part up, but feeling good inside, looking good outside, how it works together. And we like that approach. We do hormones. And it is shocking how many people need hormones. It's like, for me, every 5 months, if I don't get my pellets, I turn into a, you know, I'm always nice. What am I saying? I mean, I'm just a nice guy, but you change.
I'm just not going to respond to that.
you lose your energy. You lose the enthusiasm, you know, all of that type of thing. And I'll tell you, it's just, it is shocking when you look at lab work. And I know this isn't about hormones, but if you haven't had your hormones checked, I highly recommend you do so and go to someone who really does specialize in it and know what they're doing, because the difference it makes in how you feel can be night and day. And if you're feeling good, then, you know, everything else starts to fall into place.
Although this is about hormones in a way, because women who are postmenopausal that are significantly deficient in estrogen, that do not have a breast or uterine cancer risk, their skin will age rapidly due to loss of estrogen. So anytime a woman goes through menopause and has not had the opportunity to discuss bioidentical hormones, this is when they show up and they say, I feel like I've aged 10 years in the last year. And even though it's not quite been 10, they have aged more rapidly than they ever have before. The second that estrogen bottoms out, its job is to help, or one of its jobs is to help support elastin and collagen in skin. Once you lose that support, you are now losing elastin and collagen faster than you ever were before. And the good thing is since we do that, Larry always tends to ask those questions, because if they're significantly deficient in estrogen, not only will it take us 10 times more treatments to get them where they want to be, they're not going to hold on to it as long. So we do the proper medical analysis, find out if they're candidates, run blood work, because yes, they will feel better, but to be honest, it's going to help support their skin results. So that can be half the battle, is sometimes looking at it, as well as, I'm not afraid to ask patients, but what is your diet and lifestyle like? Because if you are our nurse practitioner who does a lot of weight loss with people, and she was helping this diabetic patient, and you know, they were really talking about carbs and diet, and it ended up coming out that she drank 8 Coca-Colas a day.
Whoa.
I think when my nurse practitioner calculated the carbs in that of 8 Coca-Colas a day, it was somewhere in like 300-400 carbs a day just in the Coca-Colas, not in anything else she's eating.
But you know what?
The patient didn't understand that. Like, nobody had actually educated her on how much a drink or a liquid is affecting your body. And I feel like a lot of people don't realize that. And if you're putting junk in and not getting proper nutrients and not balancing your hormones, your skin suffers from it, and that will affect your outcome as well as how long you can hold on to it. And I think for us, we have the benefit of evaluating all of this, because we take that into consideration with every patient. Yeah. Not only do we want them to look good, we want them to feel good, but we also want to make sure that the results we're promising are going to last, which brings me to wrap around back into, what if you get a patient that comes in that says, you know, you're at the end of the year, you did all these different treatments, and they're like, I don't see a difference, I'm not happy. What do you do with that, Larry?
Well, the first thing is you need to see what the outcome is. So you go back to your photographs. You know, it's all about photography. Did you do a good job up front? So if you get really good photos up front, and then you get your photos then, and do the side-by-side. And it is shocking how we forget.
Yes.
It just is. And rarely does this happen to us, but every once in a while it happens, and we're only partway through. You know, it's this is a 1-year treatment plan for the patient, and we're at, you know, 5 months, not even 6 months yet, and the patient is wondering why they still have a few fine lines, or why this, or why that? And, mm-hmm. you know, when you're in your 50s, 60s, or 70s, your skin is aging, you know? I mean, at 31, you're aging. Your skin is aging faster than at 30. Well, by 35, 40, 45. Yep. The reason why my consultation takes an hour and a half typically is because you have to ask all these questions. You have to look at the situation, and they have to understand that, you know, again, and people are going to forget. You know, it's a lot of information. They're not going to remember everything.
Yep.
And they're going to forget that this is a 1 year and or whatever you came up with for the patient, and that they're not even halfway through their program yet. And if you're 60 and you haven't done anything, and we've just done two or three treatments on you, what you have to understand is your body has to catch up. Your skin has to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
It is aging rapidly, and the aging process has a lot of momentum. And so, you know, you've got to slow that process down. You've got to stop it, and then you've got to start backing it up. One or two treatments typically will not do that. You know, you get into three, four, five, and as you start to do more, all of a sudden, the aging process for the skin stops, it starts to back up, and it can get momentum going the other way. And that's the key. But it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, a lot of our plans, like non-surgical facelift, that mm-hmm. might be a year or a year and a half program for a patient. And it's like, okay, we're going to see every 6 weeks. Every time we see you, we're going to do a couple, you know, two or three different things, and we're going to let your body catch up, mm-hmm. you know, and maybe hormones on the inside, this on the outside, and the combination, and with the exosomes and all the other stuff that we do, and then we will plan out so that every time you're seeing an improvement. But, you know, you have, what do you have? You have maybe improvement in pigment, improvement in fine lines, improvement in texture, improvement in tone. There's a lot of different things typically that you need to have improvement in.
Mm-hmm.
And so you might be getting a certain percentage of each one over time. But at the end of the day, we want that to be beautiful, amazing looking skin. But it's not going to happen right away. So again, photos will show you how far you've come. But, you know, the journey is, you know, you've got a destination. We know what that destination is. And the journey that we're going to write out for the plan and the sequence of that journey. Sometimes it can be changed. Things can be flip-flopped. You know, you all of a sudden you've got a big trip planned and you've got social events and we can move things around. So the journey might change a little bit. But, you know, the destination and what we're trying to achieve does not. We mm-hmm. really want to get people there, and I think we're very passionate about that and helping the patient achieve that, and I think that's important. But in that hour to hour and a half, you get to ask a lot of questions, and you get to make sure you're on the same page and that the program you're coming out with, they're buying into, because if they're not wearing sunblock, they don't wear a big hat, they're out golfing every day, or they're hiking, or they're doing this, or they're doing that. So we've got to make sure that, you know, they're on board with what we're trying to accomplish, and that they're going to participate in their own program.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, not only that, but it can go in two ways. So one, it can go that you take photos and they're like, oh my gosh, I don't remember looking that bad, and they can see the changes and they're excited. A lot of times I'll have patients come in for a follow-up where they'll say, I don't think I notice much of a difference, but I keep getting compliments by family members and friends, so there must be a difference. And then once you see the photos and they can see they are excited and happy and they're continuing on their journey, there is the other side, though, where sometimes you'll have a patient do a follow-up. They feel like they don't see enough of a difference. You take photos, and you as the practitioner may also feel like, I didn't quite get the outcome I was looking for. And in that case, you need to decide what to do with the patient. Do you need to add a little bit more of something? Do you need to do one extra treatment, maybe complementary? It's going to happen occasionally where you chose a treatment plan and maybe they did not respond as you may have thought that they would have, it doesn't mean you can't take it and turn it in another direction. So being honest with the patient, and if you really feel like you did not get the outcome, figure out what you can do to get them to that outcome, right? So sometimes it's picking another tool from your toolbox and say, you know what, we're going to switch directions right now. We're going to try this instead. It is, you know, not everybody will respond the same to all technologies. And so occasionally you need to switch what you're doing. And don't be afraid to be honest with patients. I've definitely had times where I've had somebody come back in and they said, I don't really feel like I saw enough of a result here or there. And I've pulled up photos and I've come in and I said, you know what, I agree with you. Like, when I look at the photo, here's where you started. Here's where you are now. This is not where I was expecting you to be either. And to be honest, that typically diffuses any upset issues with the patients right away. That if you're listening to them and acknowledging what you actually see, if they are correct. I mean, I've had other times where they said they didn't see results and we see the photo and then they're blown away. But I'm not afraid to say, okay, you know what? Maybe I didn't get you what you needed. Here's what I'm going to do for you. So that will alleviate it. Then you can switch. And then typically what happens is you set the next treatment plan, you fix it from there, and then you're right back on track. But make sure that you are listening to them and you are looking at photos and you're being honest with them. Because I feel like when patients get ignored by a practitioner where they said, I did not receive the treatment I thought I was going to get, right, other than us truly setting expectations, which is why we write everything down in the consultation and send it out with them, that's where it can create an issue and leave a bad review and all this and that. And so we work really hard to take care of them, that if we feel that we did not do our job, we will correct that. And I think that goes a long way with patients, because sometimes they just want to be heard and also be acknowledged, like, hey, you know, this is what I'm seeing. And when you, you know, hear them and acknowledge that, it helps to diffuse the situation.
Well, I think partly also is that sometimes you go through the health history and you're going through it kind of quickly, and then you're going through everything with them. I always like to say that no two people respond the same way.
Absolutely.
And sometimes the results aren't what you expected. You go back and look at it, and they had a two-year history in tanning beds. It's going to change things.
Absolutely.
You know, your result will not be the same. We need to up the ante a little bit.
They're on an immunosuppressive drug.
Exactly. So there are things, but that's why you ask a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. You go through it very carefully. And when they're not getting results, okay. But you also told them that no two people respond the same. And sometimes we have to change course.
Yeah.
We might have to get something more aggressive. Mm-hmm. We might have to do something that we weren't really planning to do, but that we think will make a bigger difference for you.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is. Now, if they do everything that we ask them to do, yes. And they're positive about it, but we're not seeing what we thought we would see, yes, throw in a treatment. Mm-hmm. You know, go back to your bag of tools, all your toolbox, mm-hmm, and see what are we missing that would be the big link. Yeah. And what we need here, what can we do, and get that going and make a difference for them with that. So yeah, it's sometimes that will happen.
Yeah, and I think the best thing to really manage, maximize these patient outcomes, is doing that comprehensive consultation to figure out, is it pigment, is it texture, is it laxity, is it volume loss, designing the proper plan, but then holding the patient accountable to be your partner in this.
Yep.
That they need to be actively doing all the things, and or we've definitely had times where I've had patients show back up, and let's say Larry quoted them a series of 6 to 8 treatments for cellulite or body skin tightening, and they've been missing their appointments, they've not been showing up every 2 to 4 weeks, they're only 3 to 4 in, and we're now 6 months out, and they're saying it's not working. But part of the problem is, number one, they kept canceling or no showing appointments. Number two, they still haven't even completed the entire series that he originally quoted them, and now they're on his schedule to complain about it, in which case, you know what, photos aren't going to look much better, but they have not been accountable. In that case, we are going to hold them accountable and not us, because he has it typed up and written in a plan that he gives to them, and we put in ours, here's exactly how many treatments, Here's how often you need to do them, and we're willing to get you scheduled. If you do not show up and take part in it, then you can't expect to have the results. So it's holding them accountable as well as us doing our best to provide and deliver the best technology.
So again, it's a two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to do what we think is going to be the what will get you the best outcome.
Yes.
And you need to participate on your end for this to come out. Now, you know, the whole idea, you came to us because you wanted a change.
Yes.
You know, how bad do you want that change?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always said your likelihood of getting what you want is directly proportional to how bad you want it. So if you really want that change and you came in for that change, then you need to participate on your end.
Mm-hmm.
On our end, we need to fulfill what we said we were going to do.
Absolutely.
And do it the best it can possibly be done. Why, you know, why would we do it any other way? And so when those two come together, the results are beautiful.
Yep.
So that's, I think that's the making of a really good outcome. Everybody's happy on both sides. Then you can be looking at down the road, just how do you continue to enhance what you've already gotten? And that's usually the next step.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're getting ready to wrap up our our topic for today. Any last words of advice?
It's Friday, Friday, you know? I got a weekend. I'm going to wash both vehicles. You know, I'm going to go get an LED, which we're about to talk about. I'm going to go lay in the bed, the capsule, and get my whole 360 treated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sit on the chair, the Emsola, and rebuild my pelvic floor.
All right.
That'll be fun. So, yeah, my weekend's not too stressful. It's going to be it's going to be pretty relaxed.
Well, there you go. Well, good. Well, thank you guys all for joining us this time, and we will see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to What Would Larry Do? Featuring Dr. Ann. Hear it live each week here or anytime 24/7 on demand at StarWorldWideNetworks.com.